Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time to take a look at our agricultural markets this morning. Market analyst Tom Leffler joins us, and we come back right after this.
If you're going to dig a hole, call Oki. It's the thing to do, you know. Call Oki.
You can request a locate 24 hours a day at www.calloki.com or dial 811.
Know just what to do before you dig that swimming pool or plant that tree. Call 1-800-522-OKIE. Call Oki.
Did you know your checkoff is sharing the benefits of beef with millennials? Did you know your beef checkoff helped get 6 extra lean cuts certified by the American Heart Association? Did you know your checkoff is helping us set new U.S. beef export records? While you manage your operation, your beef checkoff is working hard to keep beef top of mind with consumers. Get to know your checkoff and start sharing the facts at mybeefcheckoff.com. Funded by the Beef Checkoff.
Brought to you by the Oklahoma Beef Council. And welcome back, everyone. Tom Leffler joins us now from Leffler Commodities. And Tom, let's take a look at our livestock futures. Well, our cattle futures finishing on the lower side yesterday, but the hogs continue to see some positive numbers.
That's correct. Our hog market's seen a nice recovery to the upside. And so far, it hasn't turned around the trend, but it's had a very nice bounce. Now, we did see, as Dave said, trading being negative, as was the close for the majority of the cattle complex. The feeder cattle index, the box beef prices, they continue to trend lower, and cash bids in the feed yards were lower yesterday. We did not see any cattle move that we know of at this moment. Now, the August feeder cattle futures and options, they expired today, and we saw yesterday choice box beef down $1.07, select boxes down 88 cents on a movement of 179 loads, cattle slaughter estimated at 114,000 head, and cash feeder index was down 33 cents. Now, trading overnight has been mostly lower in light volume. Currently, we're seeing a little bit of upside. October live cattle, 7 cents higher. October feeders also up 7 cents, but October lean hogs, 92 cents lower.
We'll check the grains when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Well, Tom, as we take a look at our grain futures here today, they closed yesterday. Well, our wheat futures ended up on the positive side, but the corn and soybeans still negative yesterday.
That's right, Dave. We did see the wheat, corn, and soybean futures experience mostly lower trading yesterday, but by the close, only the corn and the soybeans closed lower, and they did bounce well off their lows of the session, while the wheat market managed to close on a positive note, and all this was just late technical buying that came into play. And we're seeing some carry-through from overnight in the overnight trade from yesterday's higher trade. The wheat's finding a combination of technical buying, along with news of more clashes occurring in the Ukraine with the Russians. This has given support to our wheat and corn, and we've backed off the evening sessions a little bit from their highs, but we're still holding positive at the moment. Now, also keep in mind, Friday is the last trading session of the month of August, and also the last trading session ahead of our 3-day Labor Day weekend. At the moment, December KC wheat is 6.25 cents higher, December corn's up 0.75 cents, and November soybeans are trading 3.75 cents higher. December cotton at the moment, 51 points lower, October crude oil, 21 cents higher, September dollar index is 6 cents higher, and September Dow Jones futures trading 50 points lower.
Well, Tom, how can folks get more information from you?
Dave, they can call us toll-free on the phone or check us on the Internet, either one, by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Well, Tom, thanks so much. We appreciate your time and look forward to visiting with you again tomorrow. And that is going to wrap it up for us here this morning. For Tom Leffler, I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.